Police link suspicious death to illegal gambling operation. A suspicious death in Orange County led investigators to a nearby illegal gambling operation early Sunday, widening the scope of a case that began with a body found in an alley. The discovery has put fresh attention on underground gambling activity in the area as deputies continue to examine whether the death and the alleged gaming house were directly connected. Orange County Sheriff's deputies were called at about 5:30 a.m. to an alley near Flower Avenue and Beach Boulevard, between Cerritos Avenue and Pacific Street, after reports of a dead body. According to investigators, deputies found a deceased person believed to be in their 30s. Authorities have not yet released the victim's identity. As the investigation developed, detectives traced leads to a suspected illegal gambling house near Flower Avenue and West Cerritos Avenue. Several people were detained at the location, though officials have not said how many could face charges or what offenses may ultimately be filed. Deputies expanded the investigation beyond the death scene. Authorities have described the death as suspicious but have not disclosed a likely cause or explained what evidence linked the victim to the nearby property. That gap leaves the investigation at an early stage, with detectives still working to establish whether the alleged gambling house was central to the death or simply part of a broader chain of events uncovered after deputies arrived. Video from the scene showed a heavy law enforcement presence around the residence, with multiple people in handcuffs outside the property. Other footage indicated that a large section of the surrounding area was sealed off while investigators worked, with police vehicles and crime scene tape blocking access. Illegal gambling angle adds pressure to the case. The suspected gambling house now appears to be a key part of the inquiry. Illegal gaming operations in residential neighborhoods often draw sharper scrutiny when they overlap with violent crime, unexplained deaths, or allegations of broader criminal activity. In this case, investigators have so far kept details tight, but the move from a body recovery call to a property raid suggests they believe the two scenes may be connected in some way. Witness footage cited by local media also showed tactical vehicles in the area and deputies using loudspeakers to call on occupants of a home to identify themselves. That response points to a more serious operation than a routine gambling bust and indicates investigators were treating the location as a potential risk scene. For now, the Sheriff's Department has not announced arrests tied directly to the death or released details about what was found inside the alleged gambling property. What happens next will likely depend on autopsy findings, forensic evidence from both scenes, and interviews with the people detained during the operation.